We've got some new primary results to report. Businessman Mike McFadden easily won the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Minnesota yesterday. In Connecticut, gubernatorial candidate Tom Foley won the Republican primary as expected. In Arkansas, the candidates for Senate are set, and it's expected to be a very close race. And that's where we turn now for Here and Now's Senate Tracker, our weekly look at Senate races across the country. The incumbent Democrat Mark Pryor in Arkansas is in a tough fight to hold on to his job from the challenger, Republican Congressman Tom Cotton. Michael Hiblin has been following the race for KUAR in Little Rock. Michael, welcome.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
Well, and let's get to the candidates and the one that many people may know, and that is the incumbent Senator Mark Pryor. He's been in office since 2003. Before that, he was the Attorney General in Arkansas. Tell us more about him and what his record has been like in the Senate.
Well, he comes from a family. You might say his father was also a senator of Arkansas and a governor. And Pryor's had a pretty good run so far. Last time he ran for re-election, Republicans did not even put a candidate to run against him. So for the first time, he's really facing a challenge in this election.
And what about his opponent, his challenger, Tom Cotton, who represents Arkansas's 4th congressional district?
Well, Cotton just came into office in January of last year. He went to Harvard. He got his law degree there. And he is very conservative, backed by a lot of conservative groups, the Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity. And Cotton has been playing up to a good degree his military background. He served in the Army and had combat duty in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and has touted that a lot during this race.
Well, we know that immigration has also been a big issue in the race and has been the subject of dueling attack ads. Let's listen here first to one from Congressman Cotton.
Our southern border, chaos and crime. Washington made the mess. Senator Mark Pryor voted for amnesty, citizenship for illegals. Pryor voted against a border fence 3 times. And now Pryor ignores the crisis.
We have a much more secure border today than we did 10 years ago.
Seriously, Senator?
We have a much more secure border today than we did 10 years ago.
It's time to retire Pryor.
Now, Michael, USA Today is calling that ad a distortion of Pryor's record. Where does Pryor stand on immigration and where does Cotton stand?
Well, Pryor responded to that ad with a press release saying he is not for amnesty. He is indeed for having a strong border in the U.S. And he's run ads actually saying Tom Cotton has voted just the opposite. And in both cases, the two sides are selectively taking votes and positions and statements. And for the most part, a number of independent organizations that have been analyzing these ads say that they are, for the most part, misrepresentations.
Well, then let's listen to an ad here from Senator Pryor that starts off with a quote from Senator John McCain.
Anyone who calls it amnesty is not being intellectually honest.
Mark Pryor voted the same way as John McCain and many other Republican senators.
Secure the border first.
Pryor voted no amnesty.
20,000 new border agents.
A 700-mile fence.
And a long-term solution.
It's tough, but fair.
While Congressman Cotton voted to cut funding for the border protection and play politics with our security.
So, Michael, you're saying that even that last line there about Congressman Cotton, that's being disputed as well.
That actually has to do with a bill that he supported, which made cuts to the federal government. But Cotton's campaign says was not strictly about the border, that he has all along supported strengthening the border. This is really just the latest issue that has come along. And to a good degree, Tom Cotton has played on the fact that Senator Pryor is a Democrat, and every opportunity takes to say that Pryor is essentially rubber stamping President Obama. And it's basically Pryor often going along with this party, but he is still a relatively conservative as far as Democrats go.
Well, and we know that the president's health care law has been a big issue, as it has in a number of Senate races. But what are people saying about it there in Arkansas?
Well, there's something interesting about Arkansas. Lawmakers here decided not to set up a state exchange, but instead created what they called the private option, which is where Arkansas can use federal Medicaid money to allow people, mostly working poor people around the poverty line, to get insurance from private companies. And this has proven to be successful. At least a lot of state officials and the backers of this proposal feel, because as of last Friday, it was reported that we're nearing 200,000 Arkansans now have coverage thanks to the private option. And Cotton has spoken out against Obamacare repeatedly, said it needs to be repealed, but acknowledged for the first time this past weekend that, well, it is helping some people, but reiterated the points that he feels it needs to be still repealed.
Has there been a lot of outside money coming into this race?
A lot of outside money. In fact, this is by far going to be the most expensive race in Arkansas. You have a lot of outside groups. I mentioned the Koch brothers, Americans for Prosperity. You also have Democratic groups, the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee that just started a $3.5 million ad campaign last week. A lot of money. Obviously, this is one of the races that is expected to decide who is in power in the Senate. So you have a lot more money than any race prior to this in Arkansas that's coming in, and it's just expected to amplify in the coming months.
Well, and we know that Arkansas is the home state of former President Bill Clinton, but it's also the home state of Mike Huckabee. It's a state that has gotten redder. It did not go for Obama in either 2008 or 2012. How would you describe it politically right now?
Well, it really has been a reaction to President Obama. He is extremely unpopular in Arkansas, much more so than the rest of the nation. And that has helped Republicans really seize control in a lot of races. And it's worth pointing out that just 5 years ago or so, Arkansas was almost entirely made up of Democrats in Washington. And with each election, 2010, 2012, you've had more and more of these folks voted out. And right now, Mark Pryor, he's the only Democrat serving in Washington. The other senator is Republican, and the four members of the House are also Republicans.
Michael Hiblin is news director at KUAR Public Radio in Little Rock, Arkansas. Michael, thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Jeremy.